It's 72 degrees in Nashville. Right now, mostly sunny skies. We do expect plenty of sun today, although there's a 60% chance of a thunderstorm at some point today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Residents in Clarksville are calling for a federal investigation into the arrest of 34-year-old Darius Chappell, who died in custody on Friday. He was arrested 4 days earlier by Montgomery County deputies with assistance from a Clarksville police officer and K-9 dog. That's according to Clarksville Now. A bystander's video circulated online shows officers holding the man to the ground, screaming and struggling while the K-9 was biting him. Chappell's sister posted on Facebook that her brother needed medical treatment and her calls to the jail were not being answered. On Friday, Chappell was found unresponsive in his cell. He died after being transported to a hospital. NAACP President Gloria Sweet Love spoke at a rally.
We are asking for TBI and FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, to come and look at the facts, look at all of the videos, look at everything that was done. We don't feel like we will get what we need in this town and in this culture without some outside help.
The TBI is investigating and the Clarksville officer has been placed on administrative leave. Two fatal shootings by law enforcement officers this weekend are being investigated by the TBI. One shooting involved a state highway patrol officer. The other involved a Tennessee National Guardsman. On Friday, a kidnapping suspect was fatally shot by police after a standoff on Interstate 40 near Jackson during the holiday weekend. The TBI says the incident began with a pursuit that ended when the highway patrol laid out spikes. A standoff followed, and the male driver allowed a young child to leave. Police say the man then began walking the shoulder and pulled out a weapon. It's unclear what type. And law enforcement fired fatal shots. The other incident happened on Sunday in Memphis when National Guard troops shot and killed a man who they say was carrying a handgun. Police say they were responding to calls of shots fired downtown and the man started running. Details are unclear about why the situation escalated and the two guardsmen shot the man. He died at the scene. The TBI has now been called to 22 shootings by law enforcement across the state this year. Gallatin is moving forward with its plan to become a destination for sports tourism. The city has named A.J. McKinney as its first sports tourism business development manager. His job is to recruit sporting events and tournaments, make inroads in the sports industry, and support plans for an indoor-outdoor multi-sport complex. The Tennessean reports sports tourism is growing 7% every year. Gallatin is counting on the initiative to boost the city's long-term economic development strategy to attract visitors while also creating new opportunities for residents. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.